case, let's get right to the final hymn of the evening. Yes, Esther?
Two testimonies.
I put the sound man on. I said before the sound man goes up, we'll get him afterward. Let's open up our hymnals at this time to hymn number 62. We'll stand for our final hymn tonight. And Sir Isaac Watts wrote the incredible words to At the Cross. First, second, and fourth we'll sing. First, second, and fourth of hymn 62. Hymn 62. What a great one it is. At the Cross.
Alas, I did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die. Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? At the cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of mine heart rolled away, it was there my faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
Was it
for Christ that I have done? He groaned upon that tree. Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. At the cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burning of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
Oh yes, on the board,
drops of grief can never repay that debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away. 'Tis all that I can do. At the cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of mine heart rolled away, it was there I prayed, I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
At the cross,
where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. All the day.
Hey, 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 man, amen. Praise the Lord. We did sing a few more in. I like that. Oh, praise the Lord. Does anyone have a special they want to sing tonight for us? Ladies, maybe? We could have the ladies sing a song. They're thinking about it. Well.
I'm looking. What is that one? Threw my kid out.
Ladies only.
Let's see.
But we have. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, then we can do that. Yeah. What do you think? Come on.
Need accompaniment?
That one that I got my favorite.
We don't qualify, Jason. We don't qualify.
I got to
be like a hopping rappy here.
Yeah.
What's the one that Ellie likes a lot? What's that one that's my that it's in this?
Come Love Out?
Yeah, Come Love Out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, which one's that?
Let's get you that number. Should be like 302-ish. All right. All right, ladies. Come right ahead.
You ready? Come on, girls. Gather around.
Gather around.
Come on, we have a house by yourself.
Oh, no.
You ready? Can I help?
We get to sit.
I'm overseeing this special.
3, 4. Oh, we're doing acapella?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on.
It can be a little tricky without the accompaniment. Thank you, ladies. Praise the Lord. Folks, let's grab our Bibles tonight at this time and open up to the book of Psalms, please. The book of Psalms.
Next time, give us a warning.
The Lord laid a message on my heart for tonight in Psalms chapter 37, a psalm of David. And before I preach and pray, I want to ask a question. Please do not answer out loud because I already know the answer. Do you have certain goals, certain dreams, certain things that you want to accomplish in your lifetime before you die and go to be with the Lord? I know you do, because I do too. We all do. We all have desires in our heart that we want to see fulfilled during our lifetime on earth. Because, unlike Shirley MacLaine's false teaching of reincarnation, we only have one life on earth. And we all have dreams. Well, I want to preach a message tonight that I've entitled, Dreams Can Come True. Because, beloved, with God, all things are possible. And if God puts something in your heart, something that he wants to accomplish through your life, he will do it. He can and will do it.
Amen.
And we need to realize that our dreams can come true. Unlike the world, their dreams to hit the lottery. Their dream is to become rich and famous, become a millionaire, own all kinds of property, notoriety and fame and possessions. No, that most cases will never happen for them. Their dreams, how sad! Their dreams never come true. But you, child of God, You have the creator of the universe to make your dreams come true. It's a beautiful thing. I want us to look here in Psalm 37. Let's stand for the reading of God's holy word. We'll begin in this is one of my favorite all-time psalms. Psalm 37, I mean, you could live here. It's so good. It's so rich. It's so full. Every verse of Psalm 37 is off the charts good. Look with me in Psalm 37 as we stand in honor of God's word. Verse 1, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land. Verily, thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Beloved, I want to preach on dreams can come true. Father in heaven, how we thank you tonight for the incredible truths of the passage before us. In Psalm 37, by the Holy Spirit, David proclaims that he shall bring it to pass. Lord, I'm here to testify tonight that 30 years ago, when I set on my journey to serve Jesus Christ, I had certain goals. I had certain dreams that I wanted to see fulfilled in my lifetime by your holy hand. And oh God, you've given me everyone. Lord, you're so faithful. Lord, you're so mighty. You're so able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think or dream. We thank you for who you are tonight, Lord. And I pray that you'd speak to hearts tonight about their personal desires and dreams that they want to see accomplished in their lifetime, which you put into their heart, that you would bring it to pass in your timing and in your way. Through Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. Brother Scott, please be seated, church. Now, folks, every single person who is born into this world has certain goals, certain ambitions, certain deep-rooted desires of accomplishing certain plans in their lifetime. Every one of us has at least one dream of a lifetime. Dream of a lifetime. And one or more visions of great things that we would see fulfilled before we die. And I'm here to tell you tonight, dearly beloved, that dreams can come true with God. Now, I want to be an encouragement to you all this evening in showing you from the Bible how dreams can come true. In fact, in Psalm 37, the Holy Spirit showed me some years ago that God has a specific formula for success in seeing your dreams come true. And if you will covenant with God, make an agreement with him to abide and reside in this formula for success, God promises you that your lifelong dream will come true, as long as it's according to his will. You know, a lot of people give up on their goals and dreams. They fall into the tower of despair. Oh, that was me once. And I'll never see this or that happen. Now, oh, woe is me, the pity party, the violin comes out, you know. I'll never see that happen. And then God does it, you know, and you go, oh boy, dummy me, I was wrong. That's because God is able. Amen? Let me share with you tonight God's fivefold formula for success in seeing your dreams come true. The first thing that we need to do, if we're going to see our dreams come true in serving God, is not to worry about what the world is doing out there. The first thing we need is don't worry about what the world is doing. Look at verse 1. He says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. God says here in this opening verse, don't worry about what the wicked are doing out there. Don't envy them. They're doomed. Don't be jealous of them. Don't want what they have, but simply delight in me. See that? Fret not. That's worry not. Don't be all in a frizzy about what the world is doing. Oh, they're getting away with this. No, they're getting away with that. No, they're not. I came to a realization years ago that the world, nobody's getting away with anything. Anything. It doesn't matter what they do. They will answer to God for it. No one gets away with anything in this life because God is a record keeper. I'm here to tell you. Look at verse 7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself. There's the wording again. Because of him who prospereth in his way. Because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Now, folks, this is a tendency in every one of us to get our eyes off of the Lord and start saying, oh, man, you see what that fella did? And he's getting away with that? You know, and we start fretting. We start, oh, me, oh, my. And we get our eyes off of the Lord. That's where we get messed up. You know, I recently read an article concerning child pornography on the internet. Child pornography. There are, listen to this, in America alone, there are estimated, and this is an old figure I'm giving you, 300,000 men addicted to child pornography in America. You know what that is? That's wickedness. But fret not thyself because of those evildoers. Don't worry about what the world is doing. They will answer to God. When we look around, we see the world. We see all this evil going on. We sometimes tend to get discouraged. Say, I'm serving God and look what they're getting away with. No, nobody's getting away with anything. We say, Lord, did you see what that punk did? Oh, the Lord saw it, all right. And the Lord will hold him accountable. In Proverbs chapter 3, don't turn there. Verse 31, Solomon says, envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. His end is destruction. Envy thou not the oppressor, choose none of his ways. He's saying simply, keep your eyes on me. Don't worry about what they're doing out there in the world. Because folks, I'm here to tell you tonight, it's unspeakable what they're doing out there in the world. Ellie was mentioning something about some Hollywood star and their... Oh, yeah. I don't want to mention any names, but a certain singer that this generation is hooked on, who used to play an innocent little girl character in a Disney show, is now pan... She calls herself pansexual. You know what that means? Pansexual means anything goes. She's everything. She's everything sexually. And, you know, I mean, this is where we've come to. But envy thou not the wicked. Choose none of their ways. Listen, folks, the first thing that we need to do is not to worry about what the world is doing out there. There's a fable told where the devil was once crossing the Libyan desert. About halfway across, he met up with a small band of his evil emissaries, demons, who were busily tempting a holy hermit in the desert who loved God. They had tried seductions of the flesh, but failed. They tried using doubts and fears, but to no avail. He loved God. The holy man of God was unmoved by their temptations. Just then the devil stepped forward and said, no, no, no. Your methods are too crude. Permit me one moment, boys. And he going to the holy man, whispered in his ear, have you heard the news? What news? Asked the hermit. Your brother. He's been made Bishop of Alexandria. Just then a scowl of malignant envy clouded the once serene face of the holy hermit as he sunk down into despair and defeat. Why? He was jealous of his brother. He was envious. Folks, there's a great story in that. There's a great lesson in that story, I should say. And that is this. Don't envy what they're doing out there in the world. Keep your eyes on Jesus and you'll be just fine. That's the first step. Listen, the enemy knows what buttons to push to try to make us think we're missing out on something. You're not missing out on anything. You've got the greatest thing the universe has, Jesus Christ. Amen? Don't worry about what the world is doing. Keep your eyes on Him who is our life. But something else. Secondly, in this formula for success, listen carefully. Consider things in the scope of eternity. Secondly, consider things in the scope of eternity. Look at verse 2. We read, for they, who's the they of verse 2? Oh, that's the wicked of verse 1. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Here is the reason why we're not to envy the world out there. consider their end. Oh, me, oh, my. Consider things in the scope of eternity, folks, and you won't ever desire what they're doing out there in the world because you'll realize that their fate is horrific. Absolutely. Look what it says. They shall soon be cut down like the grass. You know what they do with the lawn, the grass? They mow it. He says that's what they're going to be, mowed down by the wrath of God. How sad is that? Look at verse 9. For evildoers shall be cut off. That's their end. They're going to be cut off. Do you realize, folks, that they will be eternally separated from their Maker once they're cut off from this life? Oh, they may be partying and whooping it up right now, but the day's coming when the party's over forever, and they'll be cut off from God. Verse 10, for yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. What happened to him? He died and went to hell like a bullet. Oh, folks, verse 20, drop down to verse 20. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume into smoke, shall they consume away. Somebody's getting burnt. Whoa. Look at verse 35. It gets worse. Verse 35. I've seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. He's no longer in the land of the living. He's perished. They put him 6 feet under, and his soul is burning in hell. Oh, that's a horrific thought. Don't you envy that? That's where they're heading. Verse 38, but the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. Oh, folks, when we realize what we have in Jesus Christ, it'll keep our eyes fixed on him. We won't ever desire the things of this world of which they boast. Listen, when you see the world living it up, when you see the world just they're drunk, they're on drugs, they're just partying and having a grand old time, remember something. The day is coming when they'll pay for it forever. Oh, me. I am so thankful that God has called us to a separated life. We don't need the world. We've got Jesus Christ. Amen? Instead of being envious, you'll develop a heart of compassion for them. Instead of envying them, you'll feel sorry for them. You, in fact, you'll weep for them. You'll realize, oh my, they don't realize where they're heading. Those poor people. My heart breaks for them. You don't envy them. Listen, when the Empress of Ireland, great ocean liner, went down off the coast of Portugal, the year was 1964, 109 of the 130 passengers on board were card-carrying members of the British Atheist Club. Does anybody care? They perished. They were cut off. They died. They drowned. Without God, they went into eternity. How horrific. Oh, how horrible to think of a soul that goes off into eternity without the salvation of God. Consider things in the scope of eternity, folks, and you'll appreciate the dreams that can come true. Thirdly, tonight, live and walk by faith. Live and walk by faith. Look at verse 3, Psalm 37. Verse 3 says, what's the first word? Trust. How do we spell faith in the Old Testament? T-R-U-S-T. You got it. That's the Old Testament word for faith. Trust. Trust in who? The Lord. And do good. So he says, don't worry about what they're doing. You do right. Billy Sunday preached, do right. If the stars fall from heaven, do right. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily, truly, thou shalt be fed. He said, God will take care of you. Just do right. Do good. Do the right thing. Look at verse 39. We need to live and walk by faith. 39. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. Here we go. You've got something the world doesn't have. When the hangover comes and the partying is done and the money runs dry, they've got nothing to lean on. You do. They don't have strength. They don't have strength. You do. Look what it says, verse 39. He is their strength in the time of trouble. He didn't say you wouldn't have trouble, Mr. Osteen. He said you will have troubles in this life, but lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. My peace I leave with thee. My joy I leave with thee. I am with thee always. I love it. I am so thankful that I can live and walk by faith because he's with me. Proverbs 3:5. We all know it. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Isn't that good? We can live and we can walk by faith. Something they can't do. That's something they can't do. Listen, in order for you to walk by faith, you have to have spiritual eyes. Else you'll fall down, you'll stumble. Right? Your eyes have been opened. You can walk by faith because you know him. David is exhorting us here to live a life of confident complacency and repose. A life of reliance upon God alone. Wow. Live and walk by faith. He'll make your dreams come true. We must make God our hope and trust him by faith wholly and unceasingly. Amen? So important. Johnny Watkins was the greatest tightrope walker the world had ever known in 1929. Johnny Watkins was going to perform a feat that would absolutely shock the world. He went to Niagara Falls and he stretched his tightrope line securely across Niagara Falls from the Canadian to the American side. That's 400 feet. He got his balancing pole and he got up on the wire. And as he was about to go out over Niagara Falls and do something no man had ever done in history, he said to his best friend, David, he said, "Hey, Dave, you think I'll make it?" He said, "You can do it, Johnny. I know you can do it." And he said, you sure I can do it?" He said, "You can do it. You can do it, Johnny." He said, "Okay, hop on my back." "Hop on my back, Dave." Dave took off. He said he believed he could do it, but he didn't really believe it. Folks, I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ can do all things well. Amen? And you can trust him by hopping on his back and trusting him to get you across that great divide of this life and fulfilling your dreams in the process. He will. Just hold on to Jesus. Everything will be just fine. I'm so glad of that. If I had but 1 year, author unknown, if I had but 1 year to live, 1 year to help, 1 year to give, 1 year to love, 1 year to bless, 1 year of better things to stress, 1 year to sing, 1 year to smile, to brighten this earth a little while, 1 year to sing my master's praise, 1 year to fill with work my days, when I should stand before my Lord, 1 year to strive for a reward, I think that I should spend each day in just the very selfsame way. The call may come to cross the bar, or raptured be to meet my Lord at any time, and I must be prepared to meet eternity. So if I had 1 year to live, or just 1 day in which to give, a pleasant smile, a helping hand, a mind that tries to understand, a fellow creature when in need, 'tis one with me, I take no heed, but try to live each day he sends to serve my gracious master's ends. Try to live each day he sends to serve your gracious master's ends, beloved. You'll never regret it because you've only got one life to do it. Oh, think about it, folks. Think carefully about that truth. Fourthly, tonight, concerning dreams can come true. The fourth thing is this. Make God your source of happiness. Look at verse 4 of our text. We've got to make God the source of our happiness and not the things of this world. 4. What's the first word?
Delight.
When you delight in something, it makes you happy. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Beloved, I'm here to tell you tonight that God cannot lie. When he says you delight in him and he'll fulfill your dreams, he will do it. He will do it. Why? Because you are focusing on him. You are joying and delighting your heart in Jesus Christ. He will perform that which he has prepared for your life. Mark it down. Look at verse 30. Oh, this is good. Look at verse 23, I should say. Verse 23, we read. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Now, folks, let me ask you a question. Is he that delighteth the man or the Lord? Think before you answer.
The man.
Anyone else? You're both right. One said the man and one said the Lord. It's both. He delights in you and you delight. Look at it. The steps of a good man or woman are ordered by the Lord, and he or she delighteth in his way. I love it. You know why? Because as God directs our steps, he is our source of happiness. Right? What we do, what the way we walk, is what makes us happy. He shall make thy dreams come true because you're delighting in him. What is it in your life that brings you joy? Think for a moment. What is it that makes you really happy? God promises here in verse number 4 that the one who delights in him, he will grant the desires. Look at it. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall, not maybe, he shall give thee something. What's he going to give you? The desires of thine heart. Why? Because as you delight in God, his desires for your life become your desires. Oh, I hope somebody's getting this. He's not saying he's going to give you a Rolls Royce or a big fancy mansion in the on the mountain. He's simply saying that your desires will become God's. And when they're God's desires, they will back it down. Listen, John said in 1 John chapter 5 down around verse 16 around there, he said, if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know he heareth us, we know that we have the things we petitioned him for. The key words that the televangelists love to leave out there is according to his will. If we ask anything, he'll give it us. No, that's not what it says. Listen now, he wants to grant you the desires, the dreams, the goals of your life. As you, as a renewed and sanctified soul, delight in him. We must make God our heart's delight. And as we do, he will gladly, joyfully open the windows of heaven and bestow upon you his blessed will. And he'll fulfill it through you. That is so good. I love that fact. Listen carefully now. From Christian Victory Magazine. O thou whose bounty fills my cup with every blessing meet, I give thee thanks for every drop, the bitter and the sweet. I praise thee for the desert road and for the riverside, for all thy goodness hath bestowed and all thy grace denied. I thank thee for both smile and frown and for the gain and loss. I praise thee for the future crown and for this present cross. I thank thee for both wings of love which stirred my worldly nest and for the stormy clouds which drove me trembling to thy breast. I bless thee for the glad increase and for the waning joy and for this strange, this settled peace which nothing can destroy. Why can't anything destroy his peace? He's delighting in God. He says, I thank thee for the settled peace which nothing can destroy. Folks, we've seen tonight not to worry what the world is doing out there. Secondly, we've seen consider things in the scope of eternity, not temporally. We've seen to live and walk by faith, trusting God. We've seen to make God your source of happiness. But lastly, you must commit your life to God totally. Listen to me in closing. The fifth point is clear. We must commit our life to the hands of God totally. Verse 5. What's the first word?
Commit.
Commit. Commit thy way. That's thy life. Unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Bring what to pass? Everything he's been talking about. Verse 4, delighting yourself, giving you the desires, giving you your dreams, fulfilling them in your life. He shall do it. Wow. I am so thankful that all I need to do is the first word of verse 5. Commit. Commit myself into God's hand. Listen, folks, when you place your life into God's hand and leave it to him, everything's going to work out just fine. I'm telling you, David here calls the true believer to a full, unconditional surrender of himself or herself to God. I'll never forget the day I did that. The year was 1987. The woman sitting in the front pew, who is my wife of 30 years now, can vouch for this. Because she was with me the day I did this. She did it too. We went forward at the invitation. After a message on Abraham, the pastor preached on Abraham's call. And how Abraham left everything he had to serve God. And what God did through his life. And I was so touched by the Holy Spirit. I said, wife, let's go forward and do what Abraham did. And we did. We went to the altar. And we prayed. And the pastor came down and prayed with us. And we said, pastor, we want to announce this to the church. He said, come right up. And we announced to the church that we're giving our lives, me and Miriam, we're giving our lives to serve Jesus Christ. Wherever and whatever he wants us to do, we're putting our lives in, we're committing our lives into his hands. You know what, folks? I have never regretted that day. I have never regretted that decision. Little gal sitting in the back there, she's 25 years old now, our youngest daughter, she can testify. She said to me the other day, she said, Dad, do you realize that my entire life, since the time I understood words, you've been preaching the Bible? And I stopped and I said, yeah, yeah, that's right. You know why? Because of the day that I committed my life to God. And he said, I'll take you, Bob. I'll take you, Miriam. I'll send you out, and I'll bring in a great harvest of souls. And he has fulfilled every dream. I'm here to tell you tonight that me and Miriam, if the rapture hit before I finish this message, I can say, God has fulfilled every dream of my heart. Every dream of my heart. But he's done so much more. Do you realize tonight, folks, we are reaching the entire world with the gospel? I never dreamt, speaking of dreams, I never dreamt that. But God even did that. He's so good. Will you commit your life into his hands? Verse 5 says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Drop down to verse 30. It gets better. Verse 30, David says, the mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. 31, the law of his God, the Bible, is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. Verse 37, here it is. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. Here's the good news, church, in closing. Your end is peace. Eternal peace in glory above with the Son of God. I want you to think tonight of what we have in Jesus Christ and realize that we don't need to envy the wicked. We don't need to be fretting over what they're doing out there. We need to realize what we have in the Lord Jesus Christ and place our lives into his hands and leave it there. Amen? Unconditional surrender. I am so thankful for that day that I made that commitment. In the early 1700s, there was a little man in England, a cobbler by trade. He kept an old map of the world on the wall of his workshop so that he could pray every day for the nations of the world to be saved. While doing so, he became burdened for one definite mission outreach to be started in India. But when he shared his dream, his vision for reaching the lost of India with a group of local ministers, he was told to sit down and forget about India. Could never be done. But William Carey refused to let go of his life's dream, his life's burden for reaching the lost of India. He said, no, God put that desire in my heart. Not long afterward, he left the shores of England for those of India, where he established the first great mission outreach with great success. God only knows how many tens of thousands of souls, Indian souls, have been converted to Jesus Christ our Lord in India. Why? Because one man named William Carey had a dream. He had a vision. He had a goal that he wanted to accomplish in his lifetime. And to this day, preachers preach about it. Christians talk about it. Books have been written about it. Why? Because God fulfilled his dreams. God fulfilled his dreams, and God will fulfill your dreams. Father in heaven, how we thank you tonight that dreams can come true. Because of who you are. Lord, we can do nothing. We can do nothing without Jesus Christ. But I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Lord, we're so thankful tonight that each one of us in this church tonight, we each have ambitions, goals, desires, and yes, dreams of what you could accomplish through our lives. Lord, my prayer tonight is that not only for those here in church tonight, but for those listening around the world, there would be untold numbers of saints tonight under the sound of my voice surrendering, committing their lives into Jesus' holy hands, saying, Lord, take me, use me for your honor and glory. Whatever it is that you choose to do through my life, I pray, verse 3 says, you'll bring it to pass. Lord, in Jesus' name, I thank you for this message. Lord, I thank you that your Holy Spirit is speaking to hearts right now. And Lord, I thank you that you are having your will and way in the lives of your people all over this world. Thank you for the power of your word tonight. Thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit tonight, speaking and working mightily in the lives of your children. Thank you, Lord, for all you're going to do and accomplish through this message in the lives of your people. Through Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. Folks, let's grab our hymnals here. Oh boy, do we need to sing after that. Please open your hymnals tonight to hymn 84. Hymn 84 talks about loving Jesus. And that's what it's all based upon, is we love him and therefore we serve him. Amen? In hymn 84, we're going to sing the first and the second, a short invitation. If you need to hit the altar, feel free. It's open. Yes, indeed. Oh, praise the Lord. Choir. Hey, William Featherstone. Ah, yes. Folks are at the altar.
My Jesus, I love thee. I know.
Bye.
that song says it all, folks. You love him, you'll commit your life to him. Amen? Amen. We're going to have Brother Scott close us in prayer tonight. And don't forget, Wednesday night, we should be here this Wednesday night for Bible study / prayer meeting. Praise the Lord for that. Brother Scott.
Oh, what an honor it is, Lord God. I have a pleasure to worship you tonight. Mm. Thank you, Lord, for this congregation. And thank you for this church. And, you know, today, Corn, but tomorrow very well could be a treat.
Mm.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, people.